6:41. It is Friday, and it's time to get away. Tonight, we are going to Rioja, Spain, in our Wine of the Week.
And joining us live is syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg for the Wine of the Week. Good to have you back.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, why are we going to that part of Spain?
Because I recently attended a Rioja tasting, and I got to tell you, I could kick myself. It was, it's one of those experiences where you think, why haven't I been drinking these all along? Mm. They're really good. And best of all, they're really reasonable. They're probably the best value in old, what I would call old world wines.
Honestly, I'm a sucker for Spanish wines. I really enjoy them.
Well, me too.
Okay, what's your first pick?
How about the 2012 Bodegas Astuto Rosado? Now, that's a rosé wine, rosado, and it's just beautiful. It's 60% Grenache, 30% Tempranillo, and 10% Viura, which is a white wine that's grown in Rioja. It's just a lovely nose of whetstone, sweet raspberries, and the mouth is just juicy, juicy, juicy. Flavors are strawberry, watermelon, violets, and then you get this cherry that just kind of lingers on that balanced finish. A little touch of nectarine adds a bright note. $16.
Nice.
This is a great wine.
Yeah. Okay, so you like a good blend of grapes here out of that region. What do you have?
How about the 2011 Bodegas Muga Blanco? Again, a white wine, 90% Viura and a little splash of Malvasia Bianca, about 10%. What I like about this white wine is its smoky, oaky nose with a little bit of hint of citrus oil in there.
Ooh.
It's kind of cool, yeah. Then the mouthfeel is very rich, allows flavors of nectarine and pear to just shine through on the mid-palate. And then tart apples kind of cap off the really well-balanced finish, $16.
Is there one wine in this collection that really did it for you?
There is. This one was my favorite. It's the 2009 Artadi Vinas de Gran Crianza. Now, Gain means height in the Basque language, and these grapes are grown at a very high altitude on 25-year-old vines. This is 100% Tempranillo wine, aged for 1 year in French oak barrels, and then an additional year in the bottle. And it just had this beautiful, pretty fragrant nose of dark cherry and cola, but it's so opulent in the mouth with flavors of dark berry and warm licorice, a little cherry cola that just coats the entire tongue. Touch of vanilla notes fan across the long, sweet finish. $25. Yeah. A lot of wine going on in there.
All right. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week. And as always, please drink responsibly.